Good morning and welcome. The experts right here at CKNX AM 920. Jeff Norgate here. It is 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. And today we're talking about something which, well, I guess is pretty fundamental to anybody who lives within the sound of my voice. That is that at some point during the year, you need heat. And at some point during the year, you need cool. And those two things are pretty close to being essential for virtually any kind of living in Midwestern Ontario. And I've got a couple of guys here that are going to tell us about a system that does that. It does the heating and the cooling. It does it in a, well, a pretty exciting way, too. I might as well just introduce them when we get right into this. John Bosman is here and Jim Bolger as well. John, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to be talking today about an energy system for heating and cooling your home. And let's start off with Jim. Tell me about geothermal. What is that?
Well, geothermal is a mechanism by which we capture heat from the ground that's on your property that you own through a series of pipes. We run it through a heat pump or a geothermal ground source heat pump provided by Next Energy. And we absorb the heat energy out of the ground in the winter, providing heat into your home either through forced air system or through hydronic heating. And in the summer, it reverses and will dump the heat out of your house and completely air condition and dehumidify your entire residence or business.
So we're not burning fossil fuels?
No, we are not. We provide the whole system is zero emissions. There's no venting required, and no outside equipment. There's many benefits. The only source of energy that you have is electricity that you already have run into your home or business. There's no use of fossil fuels whatsoever for heating your entire building.
Now, that almost sounds, it sounds rather futuristic, John. Is that does that seem like the right assessment here? I mean, this we're talking about using the stored energy, which is in the ground around your own property, and this is providing the heating and the cooling effect for your home.
Exactly, and the attractive thing about it is you can reduce your heating costs compared to propane, oil, or straight electricity by about a 70% reduction. There's a lot of heat in the ground. A lot of the systems we install have the horizontal closed ground loops about 5 feet below grade in your backyard or field. So the ground is actually a huge solar collector. The ground absorbs close to 50% of the heat of the sun. So you've got a huge solar collector that you can extract heat from year-round, whether the sun's shining or not, or whether the wind is blowing or not. That source is available year-round and at a very low cost to heat and cool your home or place of business. So that's the very attractive part about it. The other thing is the comfort tends to be increased in the home, tends to keep the home more uniform in temperature. And in a typical home, one forced air geothermal heat pump will heat and cool the house and provide some supplementary hot water. Whenever the unit is running on heating or cooling, it can make some hot water for you to save costs for your domestic hot water needs.
Now, it sounds a little counterintuitive. I mean, when you're looking out the window in January, all you see is snow and ice. But you're telling me that there's heat in the ground.
Exactly. And what a lot of people don't understand is how that's extracted out of cool ground. Even if the ground is around 40 degrees Fahrenheit, there's a lot of heat that can be extracted out of that ground through the refrigeration process. Same way your freezer may be minus 15 in the box. If you feel the sides and the back, there's heat there. And this works in the same principle, and that's why these systems can very effectively just be reversed to cool the home or building in the summertime.
So we've got the idea in a nutshell here. We've got the idea. You said that there's horizontal tubes or pipes running through your property, and there's not air in those pipes. What's inside them?
Inside the polyethylene plastic pipes underground is 75% water and 25% ethanol, which is basically a corn alcohol and an environmentally friendly product. And so that is circulated through these ground loops whenever the unit calls for heating or cooling. And it's designed for proper flow and turbulence for maximum heat extraction. So when that goes into a water refrigerant heat exchanger within the heat pump, and through the refrigeration process, we can get 100-degree air coming through the registers. That's 100 degrees Fahrenheit to heat the home. And then in the cooling season, it reverses and extracts heat out of the house and puts it into the ground loop.
It's pretty pretty cool idea. Now, does it take a lot of distance, a lot of piping to accommodate, say, an average house? What, like, let's say, 1,200 square foot, reasonably well insulated home.
A 1,200 square foot home would likely have a 3-ton forced air geothermal heat pump, which would do all the heating and all the cooling also, and we would probably have about 1,800 feet of 3/4-inch high-density polyethylene buried below grade. And in terms of square footage in your backyard, you'd probably want about 3,000 square feet of area. And they can go up and down, around. It doesn't have to be in one specific area. As long as we have enough square feet to bury this pipe, we're good.
So in other words, you could go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and do it on a, like, could you do it in a town lot?
Yes. We've done quite a number of town lots. Sometimes you have to be a bit creative to get the loops to fit in there. The other option is to drill vertical holes. And for a 3-ton system, we would have three holes 180 feet deep, two pipes going down that hole with a U-bend fused in the bottom of that, and then grouted to the top, and then we tie them all together and bring it into the home 5 feet below grade. So then you only need a footprint of about 15 by 15 feet.
Hmm. So it's almost like taking the back of your refrigerator where you see the lines going up and down and making that bigger and thicker, of course, because you said 3/4-inch pipe, and putting it in the ground either horizontal or vertical, but there wouldn't be as many of them, I guess, as vertical. But you said, what, about three pairs of lines down if you're going vertical?
Exactly. So it'd be about three circuits, 180 feet deep, and of course takes a very small footprint. And then for this also is often done in commercial applications. We have one example in Kitchener at the House of Friendship where there was 6,000 feet of vertical borehole and 27 heat pumps installed in this building, all connected to this huge vertical ground loop to heat and cool the building. It eliminates rooftop units. It eliminates any air conditioners sitting outside. So aesthetically, it's very attractive. Environmentally, it's very attractive because it's a totally renewable resource, which is really why there's an increasing demand for these systems also, being environmentally friendly, and, of course, a huge operating cost savings there.
We're talking today about your heating and your cooling. We're talking about a method of doing this using the energy stored in the ground in your own property. And it doesn't have to be an enormous piece of property, too, because it's possible to go vertically or horizontally in order to extract the energy that's needed out of the ground, which is already sitting there. It's basically an untapped resource. This can save you some money. And over the long term, it can even pay. Now, if you have a question or a comment, maybe you've got a property you're considering changing over, maybe you want some detail about this, you don't have to give your name. The fellows that are here, John Bosman and Jim Bulger from Bostec Mechanical and Earth FX Energy, are here to help you to come up with solutions for you. And as they say, they may have to be creative from time to time, but I imagine where there's a will, there's a way. And most times these systems can be installed with minimal disruption to you, to your property, to your life. And in fact, it won't be long before you're noticing a difference in your energy consumption bills. Give us a call if you'd like to join the conversation here, 357-1280 and 1-800-668-2569. You're listening to The Experts on CKNX AM 920.
The following is a paid program. All guests are provided by the sponsor, The Experts on CKNX AM 920, with your host, Jeff Norgate.
And we're back on the air. It is 17 minutes after 10. Jeff Norgate here. We have John Bosman and Jim Bulger with us from Bostec Mechanical and Earth FX Energy Incorporated. Two locations, by the way, too, which is kind of interesting. We should maybe touch on this, Listowel and Mary Hill. So you really do cover a big footprint in southern Ontario.
Yeah, Jeff, we partnered up within the last year to what we thought would be better service a greater geographic area with our locations, the BozTech location in Listowel and the Earth FX Energy, just opening up a brand new sustainable living center in Maryhill, which will be open to the public within the next 2-3 weeks. We feel by partnering up our workforce and our locations that we can better serve an area that we've serviced already over the years, anywhere from Mississauga through to Windsor and up north as far as, we've done installations in Six Mile Lake near Huntsville, Parry Sound area. So we've covered a big geographic area, and we wanted to have more locations that could better serve that customer base.
Now, one of the questions that comes to mind, of course, is the cost of installing the system. And we can get into that in a minute. But what I'm also interested in here is that if we look down the road a little bit, and, of course, there's been a lot of news in the last, couple of months about the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And I think a lot of people are rethinking the idea of oil, rethinking the idea of fossil fuels. And I'm wondering if we're not seeing the beginning of the end of fossil fuels with an event like this, which, you know, is out of control. And, the consequence for the whole planet is big. And yet here we have at our fingertips a system that does not involve the oil and the fossil fuel that for so long we've become so dependent on that you don't even think it's possible to exist without it.
Well, there is a real dependency that exists around oil. I mean, even before this oil disaster, and there has been others before it, there's every day people have insurance ramifications due to having oil systems in their homes or businesses. Some of the environmental costs to clean up buried oil tank spills and whatever have contributed to huge monetary hits to, you know, either homeowners or business owners. So that's existed well before this quite significant disaster. But we have a system in place that can get rid of, eliminate any oil tanks in homes, propane tanks, submarines, I call them, sitting on people's lawns. And we can provide the home with, and that's some of the misconceptions that exist. Some people suggest that geothermal is not capable of looking after your entire needs. You need a redundant backup system or a conventional system in place to work with geothermal, and that's absolutely not true. If a geothermal system is sized properly, it will provide a homeowner or business owner with their entire heating needs, look after all their cooling and dehumidification, and provide a huge portion of their hot water for domestic or business use. So that's a misconception that exists. So,
as an example, we have in our home, I have kilowatt hour meters on the equipment, and from May 09 to May 10, 1 year, for heating, cooling, and hot water on demand to 110 degrees Fahrenheit, it was at 12 cents a kilowatt. Was $1,130 for the whole year. And so that's a significant savings compared to propane, oil, or straight electricity. And we also have the kilowatt hour meters at the one outlet in Listowel, BozTech Mechanical, and it's 11,000 square feet, and we heat, cool, and make the domestic hot water there up to 110 degrees for $1,450, $1,450 for a year for heating, cooling, and hot water. Mind you, the back shop we do keep at, you know, lower temperature, 50 or so, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, so that compensates for part of it. But they really do work. It's not new technology. It's been refined. Most of the systems are two-stage, which really adds to the efficiency and comfort because our heating demands varies drastically throughout the year. So it's good to have low stage, so usually at least 90% of the heating, or 85 to 90%, is done on first stage, and it'll shift to high stage on the fly as required when it gets colder. The beauty of that, too, is now you have a cooling system that's sized closer to your actual cooling demand. We usually need less than half the cooling for our homes in this area. And so you have low stage cooling, which does increase the efficiency of cooling and the comfort again and with the dehumidification.
If you have a forced air oil system, which I suppose is something that everybody can relate to, and lots of us have that type of a heating system, the furnace comes on, and I'm thinking of when we need heat. The furnace comes on, temperature goes up, the house reaches the set temperature, the furnace shuts off, the house cools off, and this goes on a regular cycle, we hope, because if it doesn't, we get cold. But when the geothermal system is in, you've got the pipes in the backyard, and it's the winter time, it's January, and the blower comes on, the fan comes on, heats your house up to a given temperature, and then stops. Now, at that point, it has stopped pumping the fluid through the pipes in the backyard, and then sits and waits.
Correct.
Until then the temperature drops down, and then it's ready to go again. So while that fluid is sitting out there in those pipes during that time, it would be absorbing heat.
Right.
And then getting ready for the next blast. But can it continually pump and still find heat in there too? Is there enough heat in the ground for that to work?
Yes, there is, and that's how it's designed and sized in terms of the ground loop. And heat travels towards cooler areas, so then as we're extracting heat out of that ground loop, the heat from the surrounding ground continually directs itself toward these ground loop pipes. And of course, that's why the loops are sized so that it'll adequately heat even during the colder months in the winter.
Okay, and I think you did mention this, but how many feet or yards or meters of pipe are we talking here?
On a 3-ton system, we would want at least 1,800 feet. So you need about 3,000 square feet of land base for that for a horizontal application. A lot of homes would maybe tend to go to a 4-ton or 5-ton system. A 4-ton system, we normally put 2,400 to 3,000 feet of pipe. If we were to go with a 3,000 feet of 3/4-inch pipe, we would want about 4,500 square feet of land base. So a rule of the thumb, or kind of an idea, I guess, is about three times the size of your square footage of the house in terms of land base for a horizontal loop.
Okay.
And in terms of this temperature setting, like that's the other thing we hear over and over is the added comfort in the house. With the digital programmable thermostat, you set it at 21.5, and that's where it'll stay. You don't get your temperature fluctuations. It tends to keep the basement compared to the main floor closer in temperature. You don't get the differences the same way with the geothermal because they are sized to run a little longer and help to increase the comfort of the home.
Now, you mentioned about some costs there for your electric bill and so on. We're talking about saving pretty much the whole oil component of your heating system. So would you say an average homeowner would save, what, $2,500 a year?
Well, I just we do this comparative cost analysis for many people, and many of your listeners out there today, Jeff, especially those in rural environments on propane or oil or electric forced air heating, it's not uncommon to be spending in excess of $4,000 or $5,000 a year to heat with a conventional oil or propane system for sure. You can take that same home and change nothing in terms of improving the energy envelope of the home itself, and that bill will translate into about a $1,500, $1,400 to $1,500 a year bill to do that on geothermal, and the only use thing that you're using is electricity. So if you look at a person who's in a position that they're looking to replace an existing propane or oil furnace, and it's not uncommon they'll be getting quotes to do a new high efficiency, and I use that, it's sort of like an oxymoron for me to be saying that in the same breath, but a high efficiency oil or propane furnace, you're going to be paying in the neighborhood of $8,000 for both those units. A comparative geothermal system would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $22,000. The government right now is providing you with a great incentive of about $5,000. So you're left with a difference of $17,000. You've got, a difference of, by the time you get that grant back, of $9,000. And you'll take your operating costs from $4,500 on oil down to $1,500 a year to do it with geothermal. So a savings of about $3,000 a year. and that's in perpetuity.
Right.
And then, so you have a 3-year payback on that difference, a 3-year payback, and you have a more comfortable living environment, and you have added value to your home compared to your neighbor who's burning fossil fuels.
And not only that, of course, we all know that the price of oil has only one direction, and that's got to be up. So the saving actually would continue to grow. And then once the system has paid for itself, as you've just described, you're on easy street then. You are now taking advantage of the fact that you are not spending as much money day to day. And let's face it, we're getting older as a society, and a lot of us will have a lower income as we get older. And here's a way that we could spend a little bit of money now while we're earning money, set the system up, let it pay for itself, and in your golden years, you have a few more options. You're not cutting the check as much every month to the oil companies.
Yeah, and that was well said. And with this, too, it does definitely add value to the home. And, of course, and then we have the whole environmental benefit, which most people are really pleased to have in their home, too. And referring back to the cost of heating and cooling that I mentioned earlier, we do, for instance, keep the temperature set at 21.5 night and day. So that's you have it comfortable night and day, and you're not so concerned about trying to drop the temperature through the night.
That's right. We're not having to worry about saving a couple of bucks on the oil when we know that in the morning it's just going to blast away and watch the money go up the chimney. We're talking today about saving some money. We're talking about setting up a heating system for your home or for your business, for your farm. We're going to talk about some of those applications coming up here in just a couple of minutes when we return. We are listening to the experts. We have John Bosman and Jim Bolger here with us today from BosTech Mechanical and EarthFX Energy. We're talking about geothermal. We're talking about another way to heat your home. You're listening to the experts on CKNX AM 920. I'm Jeff Norgate, and we'll be right back.
The following is a paid program. All guests are provided by the sponsor, the experts on CKNX AM 920, with your host, Jeff Norgate.
Okay, we're back on the air with the experts, CKNX AM 920, and we are talking with John Bosman and Jim Bolger from BosTech Mechanical and EarthFX Energy Incorporated. And we're talking about some of the things that come to mind with regard to changing your heating system, but the thing that is important to remember with this is that we're not swapping electricity for oil, we're not swapping oil for propane, we're not swapping natural gas for something in here. We are talking about using the energy which you're standing on. It's in your backyard, it's in your field, and it's there for you to use. Now, the cost of installing the system, we've touched on that. It's not cheap, but then you get what you pay for.
Well, that's what the point I was trying to make, Jeff, is from a return on investment perspective, it starts paying you from the second you put it in. When you look at an operational savings of 65% to 70%, and the average homeowner in your area that's heating with oil or propane can start saving to the tune of $3,000 or more dollars a year, quite often the difference you would have spent to go with geothermal compared to propane or oil or electric forced air replacement, you can add that on to an equity borrow, adding it on to a mortgage and a 20-year amortization, and in most cases your payments are less than your operational savings. I mean, we did a installation for the Pfeiffer Gallery as an example. It's my most staggering, perhaps, real-life example. In the winter of 2007-2008, between their business, which was the Pfeiffer Gallery side, which is about 7,000 square feet, and their residence that was attached was about 4,000 square feet, they spent $12,600 to heat one season in 2007-2008. The following year that we had completely installed the geothermal system, and since that time that it's been installed, their most expensive year has cost them under $3,000 a year. So you look at savings to the tune of in excess of $9,000 a year, the payback is staggering. And the results in terms of the comfort of living that they have in their home, because they converted the residence. It was an oil-fired rad, so they didn't even have air conditioning on the residence side. So with the geothermal, we put a complete ductwork system in the home, and they now enjoy the comforts of both a good quality heating and a constant temperature throughout the residence side, but they also have the added comfort of air conditioning and dehumidification throughout the summer season.
I would say that they likely sleep better at night, too, because they know that they don't have to have a part-time job to pay for the energy supply that they were using in their house. And then there's the other side of this, too, which is one of those things that you can't put in a box, you can't measure it. What are you doing for the environment? I mean, it's just one of those things. It makes sense. It's just one of those things that makes sense. You're using less or almost no fossil fuel at all. Your footprint on the planet is now a lot smaller, and you know, it's costing you less. Like, it's win-win all the way around.
That's a good point, Jeff. Putting one system in a home can is equivalent to planting an acre of trees, apparently, or taking a couple cars off the road in terms of CO2 reduction. So this is something that that is very attractive, and why there's a lot of promotion with these systems. These systems have been around for a long time. I've been involved in installing geothermal systems for close to 18 years. Jim, not quite that long, but it's something we're excited about for that reason also, is the whole environmental side. And the other thing I'd like to mention, too, is we do provide free estimates and evaluations. We usually give a complete package showing pictures of previous installations. We have a whole PowerPoint presentation that we take along, brochures and a DVD and so forth. And basically what we are happy to do is give a complete evaluation and presentation and all the information so that a homeowner or business owner can make an informed decision. And we can very easily, with the geodesigner that's provided through Next Energy Solutions, the distributor of the Next Energy heat pumps, give them all the information and data. And even in terms of return on investment, we have a program even where you put the interest rate and the projected increased fuel costs, and can give them a complete return on investment year by year.
Sometimes the return on investment, the ROI, is the jargon term that's used so much. You know, it can be extended to 15, 20 years and so on. You say, yeah, but I'm already 55 years old. I'm not going to stay from this. It's too long. But when we're talking 3, 4, 5 years to get back that initial cost, it becomes realistic for people that are even approaching their retirement age and may yet benefit. And as you mentioned about the value of the property, at some point you're going to sell your property. I mean, somebody's going to at some point. This is going to be a benefit. It's going to be a plus. What kind of disruption is it for you to come into my backyard and install these pipes? Maybe, Jim, you could look after that question for me. Am I going to be without my backyard for 6 months, or how does this work?
You will be without your backyard. That is the – and we that's why we're very when we go through our PowerPoint, when we come to a person's place initially, we like to show them, because there is – you have a the bread and butter of your system is the infrastructure that's buried in your ground beneath your property. So that comes at a cost in terms of a temporary pain, in terms of you're giving up your yard perhaps for till the following season. But there are, or in many cases in rural environments, it's right underneath a cornfield. In that case, you can plant over it immediately. With a lawn, you will lose the lawn temporarily, but by the following year, you can plant grass seed, or, you know, some people have less patience than others, and they have even brought in and sodded the entire area. But that is the short-term pain that you live with. That infrastructure in the ground, you will never have to replace. They put a warranty on it only because they were asked to put a value, and it's 55 years, so certainly well after the three of us will be passed on. And that infrastructure, like I said, will never have to be replaced. The units have a great life expectancy in excess of 20, 25 years.
Now, when you say that, you mean the unit that's in your basement?
The unit that's in the basement.
Okay. And just what is the unit in the basement? We know what a furnace looks like. We've all seen them. We know how big they are. We know how noisy they are and all of that. So what are we looking at in the basement when we walk downstairs and say, here's my heating system? What are we looking at there?
That's a good question. And that's the nice thing about it. All your equipment is indoors, and your pipe is buried below grade. So all your equipment's indoors, so it tends to last longer. Our environment outside is very hard on equipment and machinery, so that's an added benefit, and that will help to increase the life of the equipment. And the other nice thing about it, there's no flame, no chimney, so you don't get your extreme temperature variations within your system either. So basically what you would see in your basement is a box similar in size to a conventional, let's say, propane furnace or electric furnace, except that unit will heat and cool the house and make some hot water in a forced air system. And there will be a little circulating flow center on the wall which circulates the thermal fluid through the ground loop whenever it calls for heating and cooling. Ground loop, vertical, horizontal, or pond loop is another application. And so that's the real benefit of this system too, that all the equipment is indoors and tends to last longer and lower maintenance costs.
Now, you mentioned you've used the term tons, that a 1,200-foot home would require a 3-ton system. What is that we're measuring?
Yeah, that's a good question. A ton of cooling represents 12,000 BTUs. That's a measurement of heat capacity. If your home has a heat loss of around 38,000, for instance, then a 3-ton, which represents actually 36,000, is likely the correct size it would be for that home. Let's say a 2,200 square foot home, the heat loss might be around the 50,000 BTUs. So then we would have in a case like that, a 4-ton system would be put in. Now we've been kind of looking at the forced air systems. The other thing to bear in mind is, especially with a lot of new construction that we do, a lot of the newer houses are going with hydronic in-floor heating in the basement. So then what we'll do is we'll put a smaller forced air system and also a water-to-water heat pump, which makes hot water for the in-floor, hydronic in-floor application, which in that case then also, that's when we can make the hot water for domestic on demand to 110 degrees. There'll be a separate digital controller that would keep a storage tank at 110 heated by the geothermal water-to-water heat pump. So that's another nice scenario. Then you tend to size your forced air smaller, which will then be closer size to your cooling load also.
And this has just come into my mind. If we sat down and organized this and we installed the system, and you know, maybe down the road the house is sold, or maybe down the road you have another half a dozen children or something, and you need to expand the size of your house, how easy or difficult or possible is it to add more distance to the piping under the ground to increase the size of the system if your house needs have changed like that, if you've added on or something like that?
Right. Well, we do the loops we install, we do GPS mapping on them so that everybody, the homeowner, us, and the CGC, the Canadian GeoExchange Coalition, of which installers need to be a member of, all have a copy of that. We can add to the circuits or the ground loop outside if there's a space for it, and we can increase the unit size also, or a lot of times what does happen when somebody puts an addition in, we could and wants some in floor, then we would add a water to water system and then maybe put a separate little loop in for that.
Okay, so it is possible to adapt a little bit later on if things change. That was kind of an extreme example I mentioned. I'm not planning on having another 6 children, but you just never know.
Yeah, right.
You never know these days.
Well, that's a part of the normal consultation that we do, Jeff, and is to talk to people about what their needs are anticipated to be down the road, what they'd like in terms of capacity built in. Like we just had an example where we had a couple we were doing an installation for, and during the course of the conversation leading up to the start of the job, they said, you know what, we're thinking about potentially adding 1,000 square feet onto the house, and we're thinking about building a workshop with an apartment above it. And in their case, they actually were looking at, they would like the capacity to do an indoor riding stable. So we facilitated, I mean, the time to do it, and when you have an excavator there and you're already, you know, perhaps messing up the property a little bit during that digging and installation time. So in their case, they said, let's put the loop in now, and we'll have it there at our disposal when we do our expansion on the house and do the workshop and the apartment. So
you're putting in the loop at the time, but you're just not using it. Would you put fluid in it?
Typically, we just have it full of air temporarily. Okay. It's all pressurized, and we also check all the... When we connect all the pipes together underground, obviously, you don't want me digging it up again, and B, I don't really want to either. So we pressure test the entire system to 3 or 4 times operating pressure, soap test all the joints, and that pipe comes pre-pressurized. So that we want to ensure the integrity of that system for well into the future.
We're talking about heating and cooling your house, your shop, your store, your restaurant, your business, whatever it is that you need to heat and cool. And if you're living there and if you're working there, then heating and cooling are certainly a requirement for living in Midwestern Ontario. What's not a requirement in Midwestern Ontario is oil or gas or propane, because it's possible now to do these things without those fossil fuels. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I want to give you some contact information for John and for Jim, so perhaps a piece of paper and a pencil would be a good idea. You're listening to The Experts right here at CKNX AM 920. I'm Jeff Norgate, and we'll be right back.
The following is a paid program. All guests are provided by the sponsor, The Experts on CKNX AM 920, with your host, Jeff Norgate.
And we're back on the air with The Experts. CKNX AM 920. John Bosman and Jim Bolger with us. We're talking about geothermal. We're really talking about something more than that. We're talking about a fundamental change, a fundamental shift to do something that we all do, and that is heat and cool our homes. Let's get to the contact information, because I want to make sure that this is covered in detail, and we'll do it nice and slow and easy so that people can get this down. John, what is the best way to contact you?
Okay, yes, you could call our Listowel office, 519-291-1933, or our Maryhill office is 519-577-6336. You can also check our website, bostech.ca, or earthfxenergy.com. And we do have a staff of close to 20 people. We have 3 refrigeration mechanics on staff. We want to also mention anyone that has a system that may need maintenance, or whether you're questioning the efficiency of the system. In the past, there may be some systems that were not designed properly, so we're open to helping customers in that way too.
What kind of maintenance is required? We know that with a let's say a forced air oil furnace, the furnace guy comes in basically once a year and does a tidy up and checks things and makes sure things are working and replaces some filters and this sort of thing. And more or less, that's what you need to do. What is that pretty much what your system would require?
Well, we usually tell the homeowner that installs the system that the first few years that wouldn't be necessary. One thing the homeowner has to look after is cleaning their air filter, and that's all, because there's no nozzles to change or there's no burner to clean, so there's a limited amount of maintenance required on that. And that's the nice thing too, the homeowner only has to look after keeping the air filter clean. And in terms of efficiency, if it's not running efficiently, there will be an LED on the thermostat that would indicate that. So in that regard, we feel there's definitely less maintenance required for this system, also due to the fact that there's no equipment outside for in terms of air conditioning.
Okay, so there's an indicator on the thermostat that says, hey, your system is not working efficiently?
Yes, there is, and that's one of the fault codes, and there's a number of fault codes. Even if somebody did not keep their air filter clean, then it would probably lock out on high head pressure and indicate that with the LED flashing on their screen.
So the thermostat then that comes with this, you don't just use the existing one that's on your wall. You have one that's specific for this application.
Yes, you're right. There's a couple different ones we use. They're 3-stage heat, 2-stage cool. And because they're a 2-stage heat pump, there is the option of putting a electric emergency heater in the unit, which slips right in there if one desires and if one wants to size the system smaller for lower initial costs.
Okay, so then that would mean, well, you kind of, I would think that when you're in for a dollar, you may as well go for the whole thing and right. put in the right size one to begin with, or maybe even, as we've already touched on, the possibility of something slightly oversized so that you're covering your options for the future.
Right.
And certainly those in a horizontal loop environment, that would become very beneficial. The ones that sometimes decide to, you know, perhaps live with a couple dollars worth of auxiliary heating in the year are the ones that are doing a vertical install because of the cost of drilling. But those in the that have the options with a little bit of land base in a rural environment, you might as well put extra pipe in the ground and perhaps even slightly oversize your unit.
Yeah, because then you've, like as you have pointed out, once you've made your expense, that's where the expense pretty much ends.
Yeah.
So it's like buying a little bit better unit in the first place and then benefiting from that in the years to come, because somebody will benefit from it. And it might even be you, because when you go to sell your property, even if it's 20 years down the road, it is a sale point, because the system that's installed is maybe a little bit larger than or easily capable of handling the situation as it is in your house. I suppose I need to ask about regulations for the industry. We hear about regulations and bylaws and stuff all the time for, like anybody with an oil furnace had to have their oil tank inspected, and if it wasn't right, they'd haul it out, and if it wasn't right, they wouldn't give you oil, and you had to have a ticket put on the tank to tell whoever was filling it that it was all inspected and so on. What kind of work is there in that respect with regard to regulations and so on?
We are regulated, Jeff, through the CGC, or the Canadian Geo Exchange Coalition. Both EarthFX and Bostek Mechanical are fully certified to, in terms of design, installation, and as entire companies certified to look after those kinds of installations for home or small business. That doesn't no regulations in the world will ensure integrity of a system, as we've seen in recent history articles in the Star and otherwise. There's good and bad and ugly in every industry, and that's why I think we really try to differentiate ourselves. We have 20 people that do this every day. It's not a sideline for us. We have to live and die by the quality of our installs, and our future hinges on that, on doing that. So we are here for the long term. We've invested heavily. And the regulations are in place, but that, along with our commitment to the industry, I think steads well for future and even many of our past customers. And we've done in excess of 2,000 systems across Ontario between the two firms. We have a book of several hundred testimonials. We've had some of our case studies featured in, we got the Homes magazine coming out nationally in September that's going to feature another one of our installations. We're serious about what we do. We've had these grants in the past with Hydro in the 90s, and some of those people who have done those installations have come and gone, and we fixed many systems that were installed by people who got in for a get-rich solution. We're not here to do that. We want to provide people with a quality installation and look after their heating and cooling needs, multi-generational.
Jim Bulger and John Bossman with us today on The Experts right here at CKNX AM 920. We've got about 3 minutes to go to 11 o'clock. Once again, I'm going to repeat some of this contact information, and we're going to do that shortly. You're listening to CKNX AM 920. I'm Jeff Norgate.
The following is a paid program. All guests are provided by the sponsor, The Experts on CKNX AM 920. With your host, Jeff Norgate.
And we're back on the air. It's just 1 minute until 11 o'clock, and John Bossman and Jim Bulger with us here with the fastest hour in radio. Boy, I tell you, time really flies by. We've covered a lot of neat things. We've covered a lot of really good aspects to what we're talking about here, the geothermal heating systems. And let's just give that contact information once again. Jim, perhaps you could walk through that with us.
The contact information at the Maryhill office, 519-577-6336. And at the Listowel office, it's a toll-free number, 1-888-291-1449.
All right. And we've got websites here, too, www.bostech.ca. That's B-O-S-T-E-C-H. And www.earthfxenergy, which is spelt just as you would expect, FXENERGY.com. Gentlemen, it's been interesting. Thank you very much for coming in. I've enjoyed talking to you. There's a lot of things there to think about. Thank you very much.
Okay, just one thing. Visit our showrooms. Both locations, we have operational showrooms, so you're welcome to come down and have a look.
All right. Nothing like a hands-on demonstration. You're listening to CKNX AM 920. I'm Jeff Norgate.